KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies at 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a rain-snow mix this morning, becoming all snow later this afternoon. By the time all is said and done, tomorrow morning we could see 2 to 4 inches of snow on the ground in the Atlantic area. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, a Creston man was arrested Thursday evening on a firearms charge. Creston police say 38-year-old Jeremy King was taken into custody on 4 counts of felon in possession of a firearm. King was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. A Pottawatomie County man who agreed to plead guilty to 2 third-degree sexual abuse with a minor charges in exchange for 5 other similar charges being dismissed was sentenced this week to 20 years in prison. The charges against 48-year-old Stephen Kane of Council Bluffs stem from 8 years of alleged sexual contact with a woman who's now 18 years old. The woman said the abuse started in the fall of 2006 and continued until October 2014. The 18-year-old told officers assigned to the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division about the incidents on July 14th. Kane turned himself into authorities August the 5th at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. During a search of Kane's apartment at the Sherwood Apartments, police allegedly found naked pictures of the victim among Kane's collection of pornography. Kane will have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. When he's released from prison, Kane also will remain on parole for the rest of his life. A judge in Pottawatomie County Thursday sentenced 20-year-old John Harder of Crescent to 2 years of supervised probation, 1 month after Harder pled guilty to a homicide by vehicle reckless driving charge. The felony charge carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. According to court documents, on July 2, 2013, witnesses told police that they saw Harder driving a motorcycle at speeds of 80 miles per hour with 18-year-old Joseph Goodwin as a passenger. Police said he drove around a vehicle. Harder saw 3 motorcycles in the southbound lane and tried to stop. He and Goodwin were thrown from the motorcycle. Goodwin died at the scene. Another victim suffered serious injuries. After the crash, Harder was found to have cannabis and central nervous system depressants in his system. And after a year-long investigation, Harder was arrested on July the 11th of 2014. According to the agreement, by pleading guilty to the Class C felony and spending the 30 days between the plea hearing and sentencing hearing in Pottawatomie County Jail, Harder would then receive a deferred judgment. The court would also dismiss his other 2 charges, including homicide by vehicle, operating under the influence, a Class B felony. In addition to obeying the terms of his probation, Harder will have to pay $150,000 to the estate of Joseph Goodwin and $2,681 to another victim in the accident. If he does not meet the conditions of his probation, he could still be sentenced to up to 10 years in prison. If Harder successfully completes his probation, the charge will be dismissed and the record of his case will be expunged. The Harlan Police Department has released a report on arrests that took place last week. On October the 10th, 63-year-old Gary Lee Anderson of Harlan was arrested following a confrontation with a magistrate, William Early, at the Shelby County Courthouse. Anderson was arrested the next day and taken to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with assault, displaying a dangerous weapon. And on November 13th, 31-year-old Michelle Longcore of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Longcore was charged with unlawful possession of prescription drugs. She was cited, given a court date, and then released from custody. And officials with Hy-Vee and Atlantic announced on their social media page this week that a Mega Millions ticket worth $15,000 was sold at the store for last Tuesday's drawing. If you purchased a Mega Millions ticket from the Atlantic Hy-Vee for the November 17th drawing, you better check your numbers if you haven't already done so. The winning combination was 12, 14, 18, 24, and 61. The Mega Ball on Tuesday was 10, and the Mega Plier number was 3. In our funeral announcements, Ruth A. Peterson, age 84, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Neil Lewis, age 66, of Bayard, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Neil Lewis will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Gregory Gym in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. And David Bathurst, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Bathurst will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.